message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. I welcome you to God's presence tonight, and I want to appreciate God for this privilege and for His grace and for His love and His kindness on us since this new beginning fast started. It was like yesterday, and 11 days has gone, and we have just one day left. To God alone be all the glory. I say to God be all the glory. In Yoruba, they say that fast is about to finish. Eat us or in the afternoon. I don't want to say they are ashamed. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. This investment shall not be a wasted investment. I said, this investment shall not be a wasted investment. I said, this investment shall not be a wasted investment. Every time you want to draw from an account, you must have stored something in that account before you can draw something from it. If you are not depositing anything into your life, then you don't expect to get anything out in the future. That's why the Bible says that he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. But my prayer for everyone here tonight is that this investment shall pay off for you. I'll be speaking briefly tonight on grace for a new beginning. Grace for a new beginning. Praise the Lord. It is God's desire for every one of us to have a new beginning. God delights in our new beginning. God is happy about our new beginning. God is excited about our new beginning. And it takes God's grace to have access to a new beginning. When grace is absent in a life, that life is full of struggles and disappointments. There's a general saying among students, they say, Aluta continua victorious. That is the victorious answer. That is the struggle continues. But I think this notion is wrong. It's wrong because it is not of God. I can counter that statement with Proverbs 4 verse 18. For the path of the just is like what? A shining light, and it shining more and more until the perfect day. So there's nothing like struggling in that. Say, when you are okay today, you get more okay tomorrow. When you are more okay tomorrow, you get more okay tomorrow. That is, there is no end to the development of a child of God. There's nothing like struggling for you. Any message that tells you that God wants you to struggle or to suffer is not a message of redemption. The message of redemption is that God wants you to be better and He wants your life to be better. Why should you suffer again when Christ has already suffered? Isn't that double tragedy? Isn't that double suffering? If I buy you a car, for example, I go to Coast Charis and I buy you a vehicle and I pay for it and they've seen their lot and you take the car home, do you need to go back there again and go and issue another check to purchase the same car? Christ has already paid the price, so you are to enjoy the goods. Hello. Christ has paid the price for your redemption, and you are to enjoy your new beginning. And that is the way it will be in Jesus' name. So grace is the solution to struggling. Grace is the cure to disgrace. Grace is the cure to suffering in life. And as you are increasing in other things, you must also increase in grace. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 7. As you are increasing in knowledge, in stature, in everything, one major thing you must also increase in. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 7. Therefore, as you abound in everything, can you see that? As you abound in every other thing, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, in all diligence, in love to us, See, can you see why grace is so important? See that you are bound in this grace also. I'm getting better. I'm getting more beautiful. I'm growing up. I'm doing well in life. I can talk better. I can do things better. The Bible says, no matter what you are increasing, ensure that you also increase in grace also. Ensure that in whatever you are increasing in life, ensure that you are also increasing in grace also. You increase in grace also. Quickly, what is grace? Grace is the invisible personality of God that gives meaning to life. Grace is the invisible personality of God that gives meaning to life. Quickly, what is in grace? What does grace carry? What does grace carry? Number one is power for success without sweat. Grace carries power. Someone say power. Power for success without sweat. If indeed your desire is to access success without sweat, is to dominate in this world, then you need the grace of God. Luke 10 verse 19 explains to us that we need power. For God has given us the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. Why? Because the grace of God is upon our life. Number two, what is in grace? Grace, in its fullness, births divine assistance. Grace births divine assistance. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Any man or woman that desires to enjoy the grace of God, that wants to enjoy the best of God, must desire the grace of God. Somebody say a big amen. And he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Go to verse 7. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Grace is what brings about divine assistance. Zerubbabel had a challenge here, and he needed assistance, and all he was meant to shout was grace. Somebody shout grace. A mountain was standing before Zerubbabel, and he needed assistance. And they said, all you need to shout is grace, grace. That is, whatever problem that is before you, grace can surmount the problem. Grace can level your problems. The grace of God is the assistance of God. And I pray for you here tonight, you will not lack the assistance of God. Number three, what does grace carry? Grace is what makes you a surprise and a marvel to your world. Every man of grace and every woman of grace is a surprise and a marvel, a wonder to his world. Psalm 71 verse 7, I am as a living wonder because thou art my strong refuge. Grace makes you a wonder to your nation. Grace makes you a surprise to everybody. A man of grace, everybody looks at you and they are surprised. Your friends look at you and they are amazed. The gap between you within years, just few years of graduation, the gap between you is like from here to Lagos by foot. Because of the grace of God upon you. They open their mouth, they cannot close it. They look at you because suddenly you have become a wonder. You have become a marvel. And that is what God is going to do for you in Jesus' name. In every sector of your life, you will become a wonder to your nation. You will become a wonder to your family members. In the name of Jesus. Number four, what is in grace? Grace is a lifter of destiny. Grace is like a jack. How many of us have seen a jack of a car before? That a car, when the tire is down, they begin to lift up the car with a jack. If 2, 3, 4, 5 people, let's say a truck, if a tire of a truck is down and they want to change the tire, you can call 7 men and they might not be able to lift up that car. That truck. 7 hefty men. They'll be there trying to pull it up and down. In fact, by the time they finish it, even without getting the car up, they will go and take like 7 wraps of fufu each. But when you put a jack there, and there are some jacks that is only once you set it, just use your leg to do it like this. and then the truck is lifted up. That is grace. Grace is a lifter of life. Grace is the jack of life that jacks up your life. Once you are in grace, you are going up. As from today, nobody will see you on the ground again. When people want to see you, nobody will be able to search the ground to see you. They will look up to see you. Let me hear your loudest amen. That is what grace does. Grace lifts you up like a jack. And then it ensures that anybody that wants to look at you have to look up to you. From today, nobody will look down at you in Jesus' name. Everybody will look up when they want to see you in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number what now? Number five, what is in grace? Grace resurrects dead situations and circumstances. Grace, just like what happened in Ezekiel 37. Grace resurrects dead situations. In Romans 8 verse 11 also. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus, that's talking about grace. If grace that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. If grace is in you, that same grace will make sure that you are no more a victim of the flaw. It will make sure that you are no more a victim of circumstance or a victim of life. The last time you were going about looking for who to pity you is the last time it will ever happen in Jesus' name. As from today, God will change your story totally through his grace. Many don't know what they need. That's why they are running helter-skelter. Many don't know what they actually require. That's why they are going from pillar to post. Once you get grace, you are made. Once you get grace, you are. Grace will bring everything. Grace will bring help. Grace will bring assistance. Grace will bring favor. Grace will bring prosperity. Grace will bring strength. As from today, the grace of God will never be lacking in your life. One of the best prayers you can pray for us as servants of God is multiplied grace. Multiplied grace. Multiplied grace. Because once the grace is there, nothing like tiredness. You are not tired. You will never be tired in life. I say you will never be tired in life. You will never be tired in life. And of course, grace makes people to envy you. Genesis 26 verse 14. Just like they envied Isaac. For he had possessions of flock and possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. It is grace that makes people to envy you. They look at you and they open their mouth and saliva is coming out like this in their mouth. Looking at a human being and their saliva is... say, what? Look at the way God has changed this person. See how you changed my life. See how you set me free. You are the living God. Oh, is there no one like you? See what you done for me. Let me free. You are the living God. Oh, is there no one? Thank you. God bless you. So that is what grace does. People are just looking at you and say, what kind of human being is this? As from today, you will become a surprise to your world. You will become a surprise to your world. You will become a surprise to your world. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Grace gets you to a level whereby those you grew up with, when they saw you, they cannot recognize you. When they saw you, they cannot tell what kind of person is this. Examples of those that secured grace, number one, is the man called Joseph. This was a man that his brother saw and he didn't recognize him. How can you grow up with somebody you knew when they gave birth to that person? Age 1, age 2, age 3, age 4, till 17 years before you departed. And you saw the person just 13 years later and you cannot recognize the person. Somebody say grace. Somebody that is your blood. And you saw the person just few years gap and you could not recognize the person. One of the days I knew that the grace of God was upon me, I went to Lagos to buy a vehicle for my wife or to bring it back to Ilorin, and I wanted to do some little work you know, like alignment and all that. And before the car was coming to Lorient, I was at a car at a mechanic place, and I saw one of my classmates in university, and he drove in also to service his car, and he sat beside me. I couldn't believe it that somebody that we were in the same university for many years, normal years with ASU strike, because at our own time ASU strike was there is no you don't have the day you are going to graduate once you enter. We first entered with 9 months strike. They welcomed us with 9 months strike. You remember? Oh. And he couldn't recognize me. And I said, hello. He said, oh, hello, sir. Well, how are you? I said, you cannot recognize me? He said, no, I'm sorry. I said, but I recognize you. Something will change in your life today. I said, something will change in your life today. Oh, this one, they see you and they say, you have not changed at all. It's not good. So you have not changed at all. You have not changed at all. Something will change for the positive in your life today. When I introduced myself that I'm your friend, we were in school. Oh, how can I forget you? But he had already forgotten. Praise the Lord. In Genesis 39 verse 4, Joseph was a man of grace. He enjoyed grace. And Joseph found grace. Someone say he found grace. You will find grace today. You will find grace today. You will find grace today. Joseph found grace. Also in Genesis 41, 38 to 41, he was the most wise. He was the wisest of all the men. And because of that, he ascended to the throne of grace. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. And thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all the people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. See what grace can do. See what grace can do. See what grace can do to bring a man that is supposed to be a man who is a rapist. A rapist. And all of a sudden, in 24 hours, things just changed for him and he became a prime minister. In 24 hours, from today and from this minute, God is going to visit you and your family. God of 24 hours will visit you and your family. God of 24 hours will visit you and your family. Let me hear your loudest amen. Listen, or you will end up in the palace. I say you will end up in the palace. You will end up in the palace. Where you are now looks small, but eventually, and in the long and in the short run, you will end up in the palace. Let me shock you. In Job 8 verse 7, Job 8 verse, it said, though your beginning may be small, your latter end shall be greatly increased. It doesn't matter how small you are now. I am prophesying about your future. You will end up in the palace. You will end up in high places. You will end up where it matters. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me tell you, who don't know, go know. The people who don't know you, they go to know you. Those that say, who is he? Who is she? Very soon they will know you. Because my God will change your status. I say, my God will change your status. My God will change your status. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat. Number two person that enjoyed the grace of God was a man called David. A bloody shepherd boy. I need to move very fast because the prayer points we have tonight are so many that I don't know how we are going to be able to finish that tonight within the limited time we have. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. David was a shepherd boy. He was a young boy that was smelling of goat feces and cow feces. Excreta. He's like the herdsman that we are talking about now. Just following goats all over the place. Nobody reckoned with him. Others were having fun at home. He was left in the field. But grace brought him out. And one day God said in 1 Samuel 16 verse 1, to Samuel about David. Say, well, how long will you continue to mourn over Saul? There's a young guy in the house of Jesse. He's going to be the new king. My grace has located him in the bush. Say, go there. Go and search for him. And he went to the house of Jesse. And as he got there, say, call all your sons out. You know the story very well. Bring them out. And they filed. Say, God wants to appoint a king amongst when he saw the firstborn. Say, it must be this guy. It must be this guy. And suddenly God said, it's not the one. Don't look at his countenance. Don't look at his stature. That's why you will notice that sometimes those that you feel will be very great, they end up very small. And those that you feel can never become something are the ones that end up very great. Please, don't despise anybody yet. As long as a human being, has breath in his nostrils, don't ever say it is finished for the person. People like us, those that thought that it was finished for us yesterday, where are they today now? We are sending assistance to them. Don't let your background put your back on the ground. What you need is to run after grace. My background is not good. My background is not okay. There's nobody to give me capital. You don't need capital, you need grace. You don't need capital, you need grace. And tonight, that grace shall be showered on you. To cut long story short, this man called David eventually became king from a nobody. From the backside of the wilderness, from a place where you can never even imagine that somebody can emerge from, he became a king. You are the next savior in your family. I say you are the next savior in your family. You are the next savior in your family. In every family, there is at least one great person. I say this prophetically. You are that one great person. Every family, there is at least one prosperous person. You are that one prosperous person. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number three, person that found grace is a man called Noah. In Genesis 6 verse 8, Noah was a man that found, but Noah found grace. Did they say he found BSC? Did they say he found eyelashes? Did they say he didn't even find American visa lottery? He found grace. Grace gives you everything. Everything you can think of comes by grace. Everything that you need comes by grace. The only thing we are going to be sharing, and you are going to be sharing, is grace. You will never partake and share out of this grace. I said the only thing you are going to be sharing is grace. You will never share this grace. Okay, share the grace now. Let us hear you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us. Surely. Uh-huh. Okay. As the content of what you have said now, as it has said, that is how it will be for you. Because many times we just share it. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, we're already looking at the time. Fuck, I have to go and break. My stomach is doing turn. But this grace issue is a very important issue. You will not suffer this grace. Noah enjoyed, he found grace before the Lord. And number four, example of those that enjoyed grace is our Lord Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ needed grace, how much more you and I? Luke 2 verse 40. Luke 2 verse 40. Jesus needed grace. And now let's read it together, everybody. Wonderful people. Let's go together. 1, 2, go. And the child grew and was strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon. That is what you need, my brothers. That's what you need, my brothers. My sisters. My friends, what you need is actually God's grace. And this grace will be released on you massively tonight in Jesus' name. And if you are watching me tonight, in that place, in that city, in that nation, where you are watching from, you will also enjoy grace. Number five, example of those that enjoyed grace is a man who was the most prestigious among all the disciples. He never, at no point in time, was among those following Jesus about. He never, at no point in time, was a person that was sitting to eat with Jesus Christ. But one thing made him the most prominent among all the disciples. How many of us know the person I'm talking about? Apostle Paul. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 9 to 10, let me show you the secret of Paul that made Paul a man that in every church all over the world till today, they are still talking of Paul. 1 Corinthians 15, 9 to 10. I am the least of the disciples. Can you see? He knew it. I am the least of the apostles. That I am not meet to be called an apostle. I am not even worthy at all that you might say this is an apostle. I am not worthy to be called an apostle at all. Because I even persecuted the church. Paul was an enemy of the church. Paul was the kind of people that used to go to church that time and spray people guns. He was a killer. He's the kind of person that goes to wait for pastors to deal with them on the road. He's a person that had wicked, he's a wicked person by excellence. You know, some people are by excellence in good things. Some people are by excellence in good things, in bad things. Paul is somebody we call a sharp shooter. Once he shoots with an assassin gun, you can't miss it. But see Paul. He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was in me. This is the story of the life of a man. That is why you don't condemn yourself. You might have been a very bad person. You might have been a very worse person. You might have been somebody who did something very bad. With grace, God can give you a new beginning, just like he gave to Paul. He can give you a brand new beginning, just like he gave to Paul. And today, that brand new beginning shall be a reality in your life. I said that brand new beginning shall be a reality in your life. What are the keys to grace? What do you need to be able to secure grace? Number one, walk uprightly. Psalms 84 verse 11. Psalms 84 verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Your walk with God is important than your walk for God. Walk with God. In fasting, in worship, in daily conduct with God is important than your work, your activity for God. It's important if you want to enjoy grace to walk uprightly. We are in a world where there is so much iniquity, where evil is so, people do evil naturally. It amazes me. People do evil naturally. Evil is just natural. And that's why grace is so scanty. Grace is so scarce. Grace is so scanty. But for you, that grace to be able to walk uprightly is released upon you in Jesus' name. You will be termed an upright man. Just like what God told Job. That in Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. He was a man that was upright. He was perfect and upright. And one that feared God and eschewed evil. May God, may that be the testimony of you and I. I said, may that be the testimony of you and I. Number two, key or secret of grace is humility. James chapter 4 verse 6. Book of James chapter 4 verse 6. You must realize that God resists the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Every proud person will eventually lack grace. And let me tell you this. You don't necessarily have to be a big person to be proud, because pride is of the heart. I've seen people that are very, very, very on the floor and they are very, very proud. Very, very, very proud. A life of pride is a life that will always make a person to lack grace. If your desire is grace, humble yourself. Look at a man called Moses. He was a man of meekness. No wonder he had so much grace. Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 or 2 to verse 3. He had so much meekness. He was a man of meekness. Verse 3. He was a man that was meek in heart. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. No wonder he didn't lack grace. Romans chapter 12, also verse 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace of God given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think himself more highly. Can you see that? Don't think of yourself so highly and see everybody as a rubbish person. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Don't belittle another person. Don't see yourself as so superior that every other person is a rubbish person. Don't see yourself as if I've had contact with quite a few proud people. And I can tell you this, many of them that I can remember, because I'm also getting older now, and I can count several people that I know who were blessed and engraced and who are nothing today. Some are in the grave today because the pride entered into them. Once you allow pride, there is no option than disgrace. In Acts chapter 12, 21 to 24, you know the story very well of Herod. He was very proud. Acts 12, 21 to 24. Very proud. 21 to 24. And one day, people were just saying, this man, there's nobody like you. You are just like God. In fact, you are God himself. And he said, and upon a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. You will not give up the ghost. The easiest way to die before one's time is to be proud. That's the easiest way. You don't need anybody to kill the person. The person will just die. The talent will just die. That's why you must keep yourself humble. For us that are leaders and pastors and people who are in authority, we must ensure that our head is not bigger than our neck. For you that you are handsome and beautiful, ensure that your handsomeness and your beauty does not enter your head. My prayer is that the spirit of humility shall baptize everyone here in the name of Jesus. The spirit of humility will baptize everyone here in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Also, you can put down Proverbs 3, verse 34. Proverbs 3, verse 34. Number 3, source of grace is diligence. The more you walk, the more you will receive grace. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. The more you walk, the more you are in grace. I've never seen anybody that walk killed. I've only seen people that laziness killed. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace. He labored more. If you see people that are laborers, they increase in grace. Every laborer increases in grace. Every worker increases in grace. Every lazy person lacks grace. Because when a person is lazy, there's no way God will not waste his investment on a lazy man, on a lazy woman. May the spirit of diligence come upon you tonight in Jesus' name. Number 4, key to grace is faith. Faith. Every man of faith enjoys grace. Ephesians 2, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you are saved through faith. For by grace ye are saved through faith. So that's why you have to invest in building your faith. Listening to the word, buying tapes, studying the Bible extensively, reading the Bible so passionately, so that you can build your faith. This 1 hour, 2 hours message in the church cannot totally build your faith. You yourself must sit down and study. That's why the Bible says we should study to show ourselves approved. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You must sit down to study. You must sit down to study to build up your faith. And then from there, you increase your grace level. As from today, you will never lack grace in the name of Jesus. Number 5, source of grace is a prayer life, vibrant prayer life. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. So when you are prayerful, you increase in grace. When you are prayerful, you increase in grace. The more you pray, the more grace you assess. And number six, where I'm going to stop tonight. Source of grace is impartation. You can be imparted with grace. Those who are in grace can impart you with grace. I've been a benefactor of this massively over the years, submitting to my fathers and tapping the grace upon their life. There is no self-made man. There is no human being that will be great and say, I made myself. No pilot can become a successful pilot without learning from successful pilots that were before him. If you see a man that says, I'm a man of myself, I'm a man of myself, I'm a woman of myself, you are seeing a failure in the making. Every man or woman that wants grace must connect with carriers of grace. And early enough in life, I was able to know this, and I was able to notice those who carried the grace I required, and I tapped into that grace. And from today, that grace comes upon you in the name of Jesus. Paul imparted Timothy. Abraham imparted... Moses imparted Joshua. So when you are a man that imparts, when you are a man that wants grace, then look for those who carry that grace. In Deuteronomy 34 verse 9, you will see how Moses imparted Joshua with his spirit. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. He was able to, Bible says, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom for Moses. Someone say for Moses. They didn't say for Jesus. For Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Joshua was just there, but because he connected with a man of God, a servant of God, not perfect, but he's a servant of God, genuine one, he contacted something. Tonight we contact something great. Tonight we contact something great. Via the service of tonight and via the communion of tonight, grace that will make you to go very far in life, you will receive them tonight. I'm so sure there is no place my fathers are today that I will not get to. I'm sure. I'm not guessing. I am so sure. So it's not over for me. I'm so sure, because as long as I'm following, I'm a dogged follower, I must get there. And I pray for you today, you will get there. There's a place called there. I hope you know. There's a place called there for you. And there's a place called there for me. That place that is called there for you, you will get there. That place that is called there for you, you will get there. And everybody that sees you will know that God has taken you there. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.